States for the Soul of Tuesday. I'm Jim Kilpatrick reporting on the CBS Radio Network. In the year's biggest series of primaries, voters are choosing, among others, nominees to succeed a retiring governor in New Mexico, a U.S. senator in Iowa. There are 76 House seats on the ballot, nominations for a senator and governor in South Dakota, and the governorship of Iowa. But the emphasis is on California, where the impact of Watergate will be tested again. Foster Davis reports from Los Angeles.
It has been a lackluster campaign with little debate to sharpen the issues. On the Republican side, two contenders quickly dropped out, fearing Watergate contamination. The GOP heavyweight, Lieutenant Governor Ed Reinecke, has been crippled by a three-count perjury indictment related to Watergate. He's still in the race, but he is not given much of a chance to upset State Controller Houston Flournoy. Flournoy started in last place. He's now figured to win. If he does, he'll likely be facing Jerry Brown Jr., carrier of the most famous name in California Democratic Party circles. San Francisco Mayor Joseph Alioto and State Legislative Leader Bob Moretti are pushing hard against Brown, but the best state poll available gives Brown a 2-1 lead. That same poll indicates that reform legislation that would deny Brown and his challengers the financial war chests all are using will pass by a large margin. Foster Davis, CBS News, Los Angeles.
In Alabama, the contest is for the lieutenant governor. In New Jersey, Mississippi, and Montana, the race is for congressional seats. CBS News continues after this.
What do the city of Chicago, state of Georgia, Albertsons Incorporated of Colorado, bottlers of Coca-Cola, the Atlanta Braves, state of West Virginia, Kansas City Power and Light Company, Kentucky State Fair, Goodyear, Logan International Airport, 24th Street Elementary School, Los Angeles, Keep Virginia Beautiful Incorporated, North Carolina Highway Department, 7-Eleven stores, Hines County 4-H Club, Mississippi, state of Delaware, Louisiana State Garden Club, Washington National Airport, Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
What do all these have in common? They've all joined in and worked with the Pitch-In program to help clean up America. What can your club, community, or state do? What can you do? Right. United States Brewers Association, Post Office Box 2570, Washington, D.C., 20013. Let's all pitch in.
A Superior Court judge in Pasco, Washington, was killed Monday afternoon when a bomb delivered through the mail exploded in the county courthouse. Judge James Lawless, a father of four, was pronounced dead 9 minutes after the explosion. Local officials know of no motive, saying the judge was a popular, outgoing man and was not known as a controversial judge. The first industry-wide strike of the garment workers in more than half a century has hit some 700 factories in 30 states. More than 100,000 men's and boys' clothing makers are off their jobs. The issue is money. Former presidential counsel Charles Colson says he wants to tell the full Watergate story. He pleaded guilty Monday to obstructing justice. In return, he won agreement he will no longer be prosecuted for the Watergate cover-up or Plumber's case. Colson said he had not been able to testify fully in the past because he was under indictment in the two cases. Colson faces a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison and a fine of $5,000. Once one of President Nixon's closest advisors, Colson is believed to be in a position to provide extensive information on a number of cases. President Nixon is expected to leave next Tuesday for his Middle East tour. The trip will carry him to at least five countries: Egypt, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Syria. Generals from Syria and Israel have agreed on details of a Golan Heights troop disengagement and POW exchange. The detailed agreement is scheduled for signing Wednesday. Some 200 members of a motorcycle group have been escorted out of the state of Montana. The cyclists began arriving in Billings more than a week ago. A spokesman said their purpose was to hold a national convention. More after this.
T-minus 10, 9, ignition sequence start.
The human mind is fascinating. It has brought us from the Wright brothers' first flight at Kitty Hawk to the surface of the moon in less than 70 years. I know, I've been there.
6, 5, 4.
But fascinating as the mind may be, it is not immune to illness, minor temporary stresses, and more serious emotional upsets. But help is available. I know. I've been there, too.
3, 2, 1.
I'm Buzz Aldrin, your National Mental Health Chairman. I don't have to tell you that we're in a new age of space technology, But my message is a reminder that we're also in a new age in mental health care. You can help through your understanding and concern. And you really can make a difference by supporting your local mental health association.
Zero. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
A New York man lost an unusual appeal to the Supreme Court Monday. The High Court declined to review his drunk driving conviction. The defendant claimed his constitutional rights were violated when samples of his blood were taken for analysis after his arrest. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
Right now, in this country, we have the knowledge and the means to prevent half of all the blindness that will occur this year. Yet, despite this, 44,000 men, women, and children will still lose their sight. And for half of them, it will be a needless waste. The causes are basic: disease, accidents, ignorance, and neglect, affecting children, many of whom have vision problems, which, if not corrected early, can lead to serious, even tragic consequences. Affecting industry, where industrial employees suffer 1,000 eye accidents every working day of the year, over 90% of which can be prevented. Affecting adults, the prime victims of cataract and glaucoma, though in both these conditions, the resulting blindness can be prevented. That's the key. Prevention. With it, we can eliminate at least half the blindness that will occur. We have the knowledge. We have the means. To make it work, we need your help. Write Prevent Blindness, Box 426, New York, New York, 10019.
I'm E.G. Marshall. You're just in time to join me for an adventure in suspense and terror. The most heart-stopping terror of all. Not the terror of the eccentric, the grotesque, or bizarre, but the chilling terror that slowly emerges when one discovers that all the standards, the laws, the customs that have so naturally governed our existence have suddenly been revoked or repealed and no longer apply. Gone are the familiar, the everyday usages which regulated life in a comfortable, predictable flow. And you are suddenly confronted with a living nightmare of chaos and anarchy.
I keep telling you. My name is Ruth Renard.
Where's your identification?
I told you, Lieutenant, all my papers were taken. Check back at Reliance City. They'll tell you.
We checked. There's no record of anyone named Ruth Renard.
But there has to be.
Who are you?
Ruth Renard!
There's no such person as Ruth Renard.
What are you trying to do to me? I'm Ruth Renard.
No one ever heard of Ruth Renard in Reliance City. Now, why do you say your name is Ruth Renard?
Because it has to
now,
be.
Now, calm down and try to think. Who are you?
I'm Ruth. Ruth.
Yes?
I know.
No, I don't know. I don't know who I am.
Mystery drama, To Kill With Confidence, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Marion Seldes. It is sponsored in part by Sinoff, the Sinus Medicines, and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried Sinoff Sinus Spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's Sinoff Sinus Spray. When sinus flares up, use Sinoff tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
The mystery has been solved. For all your shopping needs, large or small, shop the climate-controlled malls of Janssen Beach Center. It's always fair weather at the beach. More than 60 shops and services await your shopping visits to the center, so make a day of it. Take your time shopping. Eat a leisurely lunch. Just browse through the afternoon. We work hard to make our motto mean something. The mall that has it all. Janssen Beach Center. Interstate 5 at Janssen Beach.
Now, there's a law that takes the wraps off the cost of credit. Truth in lending. It requires that these words be on every consumer credit contract. Finance charge. Annual percentage rate. They tell you how much you're paying before you sign. If you don't see them, don't sign. For a free copy of the Credit Buyer's Guide, write the Federal Trade Commission, 908 Republic Building, Seattle, Washington, 98101. This message from the FTC, brought to you by the station.
There are men who give more solid thought to the choosing of a car than to the selection of a wife. There are girls who will take more time and care in deciding on a fall outfit than in picking a husband. Who is to blame? A good deal of it can be placed on the shoulders of society, which somehow tries to imply that marriages are made in heaven. This being the case, why bother being too careful down here below? At any rate, let us consider this extremely attractive, newly married young couple driving along a superhighway near a Midwestern city.
Why don't we get off the turnpike, darling?
Is anything wrong?
No, I just thought I'd like a change of scene.
Okay, next exit.
You're an angel.
Well, it's getting on toward lunchtime, and I think this is the town where they have a place that serves the most fantastic sauerbraten.
Really?
Mm-hmm. A landmark. You know, one of those terribly authentic restaurants. Ruth, dear, you are in for a treat.
Except for one thing.
What's that?
I happen to despise sauerbraten.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry, dearest. You and I, well, we'll never have days like this again.
Days like what?
Well, let's call them days of discovery. Days of getting to know each other. Days of finding out about each other.
Such as, you don't like sauerbraten.
What don't you like?
Oh, I like everything.
Even artichokes?
Especially artichokes. You'll have absolutely no trouble feeding us.
I think that's why I fell in love with you. You're so even-tempered.
Oh, no, you don't know that for a fact. I may have been on my best behavior all this time.
Well, I just can't picture you as anything but...
Well, but what?
Sweet. Calm. Nice.
Well, I, tried to keep my temper. I learned what it can mean to lose it.
Oh, what happened?
Well, that was a long time ago, darling. I found out what it can mean to lose your sense of balance and values, and... Well, I plan to make amends for all that.
You want to talk about it?
No. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, no, you don't have to explain.
No, what I'll have to do is explain why I won't explain. Can you follow that?
Sure.
I have to put it all completely out of my mind. I have to go so far as to convince myself that it never even happened.
I understand. And I may have one or two deep, dark secrets of my own.
Well, keep them. That's what I dreamed about, to start a fresh, brand new, clean slate. Agreed?
Agreed. Now, I tell you what let's do. Let's have sauerbraten anyhow.
Oh, no, no, no.
Well, you have it. I'll order something simple like hamburger.
Oh, no, not in this place.
Why?
Well, you won't enjoy lunch. The waiters are such frightful snobs if they sense you're not there for the special.
Oh, it's that kind of a place.
We don't have to have lunch. Stay on the turnpike.
No, look, here's the exit. Let's turn off.
Well,
you did have your heart set on...
Uh-oh.
What is it? Is something wrong?
Well, the car. I think it's that mysterious vibration. Do you hear it?
I don't know. What...
Well, that funny noise.
Oh, Leo, darling, to me these things sound funny all the time. Is it something serious?
Well, I hope not.
Well, look, we have 1,000 miles still to go. We'd better have it checked.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, but in case it is serious, do we have enough cash?
Well, it's no problem, darling. We'll stop off at the first station that honors a transnational credit card.
But I thought the card's only good for gasoline.
No, all repairs do. Oh, look, just up ahead, there's a big blue transnational sign that says Frank's Quality Service. Let's pull in and have the motor checked.
Well, are we in for some major surgery?
It's a rocker arm.
So what does that mean?
Well, it means more labor than anything else, and he's short-handed.
In other words?
In other words, it'll take some time, darling.
Well, does that fit in with our plans? We did intend to have some lunch, and
We could do that, darling, except,
What is it?
Well, you remember I told you what happened to me last time I needed emergency repairs. Well, that decided me. When you're having work done in a strange town, a place you don't know, you really should stick around, keep an eye on it.
That's right, of course.
Well, I know it'll be a bore for you.
Well, I could shop.
Could you?
Your birthday's the day after tomorrow. I'd love an hour or so. I'll look for something and I'll be able to surprise you.
Well, that's a great idea. Now, what's this fellow's name? Oh, yes,
Frank. Hey, Frank.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, Mr. Renard. Yeah, what can I do for you?
You've got about an hour on my car.
Oh, say an hour and a half and be safe.
Well, my wife would like to do a little shopping.
Well, and you're in luck. We got us a shopping center just three blocks from here. It's called the Golden Mall.
The Golden Mall?
Yeah, yeah. They got the top stores there. All the big ones from New York, Chicago.
How do I get there?
Oh, it's just three blocks up. See that traffic light?
Yes.
You turn left, go one block. There it is. The Golden Mall.
Well, thank you.
She'll come back loaded with packages. You won't thank me.
Darling, make sure you remember the name of this place.
Yeah, yeah. It's Frank's 24-hour quality service. Open 24 hours a day. Everybody in town knows me.
Well, let's see. It's exactly 12 noon. Darling, I'll see you at 1:30.
Make sure you remember the address, ma'am. It's 1776 Jefferson. I mean, how can you forget that one, huh?
Renard there? He should be having his car fixed.
Mr. Renard? Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 sure thing. Oh, hold on. Mr. Renard! Hello?
Leo, darling.
Oh, for a moment,
What is it, darling?
Nothing, dear, nothing at all.
Must have been something. You...
I couldn't imagine who'd be calling me here. Is everything okay?
No.
But, darling, what's wrong?
I miss you, that's all. Do you realize we've been separated for almost 45 minutes?
Oh.
You miss me?
Terribly.
All right. I just called you up to keep the record clear. Will he be finished on schedule?
Looks that way. About another half to three quarters of an hour.
All right, I'll be there 1:30 on the dot. I don't like these long separations.
Neither do I.
Goodbye, darling.
Bye.
Where?
1776 Jefferson Boulevard.
Okay. Heavy day in the stores, ma'am?
Oh, no. I just bought a little present for my husband's birthday.
Excuse me. Hey, let me call it to the dispatcher. 37, headed south to Jefferson, 1700 block. 17. Just a minute.
Stopping.
Where did you say you wanted to go on Jefferson Boulevard?
1776. That's a number you can't forget.
Well, maybe you can't forget it, but you sure can get it mixed up. You don't want to go to 1776.
Why?
Because there ain't nothing on that 1700 block worth going to.
Well, I distinctly remember.
Look, ma'am, I know this town. Give me a street, any street, I'll run it down. On 1700 block of Jefferson, you got the old foundry. It's been deserted these past 18 years.
And Frank's 24-hour quality service station.
No more, you don't.
How can you say that?
I can say that because Frank's been dead, it's 3 years now.
Well, the sign says...
Nobody ever bothered taking the sign down. It's too much trouble. That part of town. You can write it off.
Well, I spoke to Frank this morning.
No, lady, you didn't speak to Frank. Believe me. Nobody's spoken to Frank in 3 years. Well, maybe he's St. Peter. Although I don't think Frank would have caught up there.
My husband is having his car fixed at Frank's right now.
Yeah?
So would you please take me to 1776 Jefferson Boulevard?
But, ma'am...
Now, Shall I call a policeman, or shall I hail another cab?
Well, ma'am, here you are. 1776 Jefferson.
And it says Frank's Quality Service, so I was right. What were you trying to...
Look at what else it says on the windows. Those big signs.
This property for sale. No, I...
Look, ma'am, the place is empty. It's been empty since Frank died.
But it can't be.
We were high school pals, Frank and I.
Look, I was here just this morning. I was here.
I remember going to Frank's wake.
We drove in, and those signs weren't up there. There were cars parked and men working in there. And
we went to the funeral.
He told Leo, my husband, he told Leo that the rocker arm needed fixing.
Ma'am, are you sure you want this place?
My husband. I left my husband here.
No, ma'am. I'm afraid you didn't leave anything or anybody.
Leo is in there. In that garage.
Where are you going? Can't you see it's locked? It's been locked for 3 years. There's nobody in there. I'm telling you, there's nobody in there.
What happened to my husband? What did they do to my husband?
Now, calm down, ma'am. Think. Are you sure this is the same?
I'm sure. I know. Don't you try to talk me out of it. I know. I was here exactly 1.5 hours ago. I was here. This place was open. This service station was operating, and there was a man here, Frank.
How do you know his name was Frank?
Because the name was written on his shirt.
Look, ma'am, I don't know what...
I want my husband. I want my husband. Now, what happened to
him? Ma'am, try to hold on to yourself. Don't pass out, please. Don't faint on me. I wouldn't know what to do. Let me help you back to the cab.
Leo, what did they do to me?
Oh, no. 37. Come in, quit fooling, answer me. This is 37. Get me some cops. Get an ambulance. Get everybody over to 1776 Jefferson on the double, huh?
Well, how do you figure it? Frank's 24-hour quality service. Now you see it, now you don't. Nightmare? Illusion? Reality? Which are we dealing with? Could it be a mixture of all three? I'll return with some answers, but also with some more questions, when I return in just a few moments with Act Two. Buick introduces a new concept for you to consider in light of all the concern about miles per gallon. Range. Range is what you get when you multiply the mileage your car gets per gallon by the number of gallons your car's gas tank holds. Range is one of the things that help make Buick Apollo such a special small car. It comes from coupling the Apollo's economical six-cylinder engine with a standard 21-gallon gas tank. It holds a lot, but it doesn't use a lot. Look into the Apollo. It's the Buick of small cars.
Hello, this is Goldilocks. It seems like only yesterday that I was a little girl tasting porridge. You know, this one's too hot. This one's too cold. And now I conduct taste tests on diet drinks. And there's one I must tell you about. Sugar-free diet 7-Up. It has a fresh, natural, delicious taste. It drives my tasting meter crazy. Sugar-free diet 7-Up. This one's just right.
Sometimes a gentle rain in one place adds up to a raging torrent in another. A torrent that can uproot lives as well as trees. To remedy the things that can be remedied in a disaster, America has a unique emergency force, the American Red Cross, America's good neighbor. Red Cross is on call 24 hours a day, every day, to cope with emergencies, whether they're on the next block or a continent away. Most of the help that's given is from volunteers. The money's from volunteers, too. Volunteers like you. If you need help, join us. If you can give help, join us. The American Red Cross. Help us help people. Just like you.
Why don't don't you do some shopping while I'm having the car checked? Asks newlywed Leo Renard of his wife, Ruth. Reasonable enough. And so, when her shopping is finished, Ruth returns to discover that the car is gone. Leo has disappeared, and the service station has been closed these past 3 years.
And you insist you actually were at that particular service station, Mrs. Renard?
Doctor, I know you're trying to be helpful, but we aren't going to get anywhere.
Why do you say that?
Well, to begin with, we have a severe difference of opinion.
But you...
Wait, please. Let me finish. You think I'm crazy.
That isn't true.
Well, you have a medical term for it, I'm sure. Something to take the sharp, rough edge off it. But at this point, according to you, I'm not behaving normally. Now, does that state the case?
Well, look at it rationally.
Which, according to you, I'm not doing now.
That service station has been closed for 3 years. The man who owned it and ran it has been dead all this time.
Then how do you account for the fact that my husband and I were there this morning?
Would you agree to submit to some tests, Mrs. Renard?
I'll agree to anything at this point. I'll agree to anything that will convince you that I am as sane as you are. And once we establish that and you start believing me, then perhaps we can find out what happened to Leo. Yes?
May I come in?
Who are you?
Lieutenant Powell, City Police.
Oh, suppose you can come in. What do you want?
I want to help you.
Well, you won't help me by telling me I'm crazy.
Why would I do that?
Because that's all the others can think of.
Well, to begin with, you don't look crazy.
Well, thanks. Do you have any influence around here?
A little. What do you need?
What I need is to get out of this hospital.
What you need is rest.
What I need is my husband.
I spoke to the doctors.
What did the doctors say to you?
You're suffering from shock.
I'll buy that.
You evidently can't face the fact that your husband has deserted you.
No, that's off the mark.
All right, tell me about it.
Oh, I've already told it to 3 different police officers.
Yeah, but I'm the one that counts. How long were you married?
2 weeks.
Where?
Is all this important?
Everything's important.
We were married in Alliance City.
By whom?
Well, what is that?
By whom?
The Justice of the Peace.
His name?
His name was Dunleavy. Dunleavy. Well, that's what the sign said. Emmett Dunleavy, J.P.
How long did you know your husband?
Well, it was one of those love at first sight things. But, of course, you being a cop, you wouldn't believe in that.
Oh, but I do. I do. It's the only way. Tell me about him.
Well, he was in town on business.
What was his business?
Why is that your business?
Why is that an unreasonable question?
Because
you don't know and you're ashamed to admit it.
That's a lie.
Instead of asking, maybe I better tell you a few things. You don't really know what he did for a living, if anything.
But that's just...
All right, all right. You don't have to say anything. Let's talk about the money.
The money?
The money you gave him.
How do you know?
My dear Mrs. Renard, you are now a member of a certain unfortunate sisterhood.
What are you insinuating about my husband?
Let's stick to the facts. How much of your money does he have?
It's not my money any longer.
It isn't?
Oh, when we married, we agreed to share everything.
And how much did you share with him?
Well, I had an inheritance from an aunt who died, and she left me a...
Yeah, she left you...
$51,000.
I see.
I don't know what you think you see. We were going to invest it. In the new business.
What new business?
He was interested in real estate, and I was a public stenographer at the hotel where he used to have dinner, and that's how we happened to meet. And we were going to go to Florida and get into a land development deal.
$51,000 in cash?
No, bonds. We put it in bonds.
Negotiable bonds, no doubt.
Well, we had to be able to raise cash in a hurry.
Of course.
Well, it just wasn't my money. He had close to $50,000 of his own.
You know this for a fact?
That's what he said.
Now look, Mrs. Renard, I want to help you. I want to find him. Hopefully we can recover all, or at least some, of your money.
Why you insist that he ran out on me? I've told you what happened.
You simply can't face the truth, can you? And you've created an hallucination about a garage.
Don't
you start behaving like a psychiatrist, too.
Look, the sooner we get you to face reality, the sooner we can get you to think rationally and maybe give us some leads.
Look, I told you...
What we have to do is get rid of this service station delusion of yours.
But it isn't a delusion.
I spoke to the doctor. Lying around here in bed isn't doing you any good. I asked him if I could get you to work with me. You can't remain here indefinitely. You're going to have to start some kind of new life for yourself.
Are you saying that Leo is...
I'm saying, one way or another, Leo is gone.
No!
Right now, I'll go talk to your doctor. Pick you up in about an hour, is that all right?
Wait, I want to thank you.
Yes, well, maybe now you're beginning to face reality.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe what?
I don't know. I'm so...
Sure. Bad spot to be in.
You're really very kind.
No, I'm not. It's just a technique. Don't let it fool you.
Well, at least you've made me feel better.
You ready to face it?
I think so. Whatever it is, I guess I'm ready to face it.
Wanted to see what Mrs. Renard was carrying when she was brought here, Lieutenant.
It's important, Doctor.
Well, we're about to give her things back since we're releasing her. Just her clothes.
That's not important.
A handbag. And this package is from the ladies.
Well, that's the most exclusive women's shop this side of New York.
I suppose she believed in treating herself right.
Why not? It was her money. Anything in the handbag?
Oh, the usual odds and ends.
Papers.
We couldn't find any.
Driver's license?
Nothing. No credit cards. No identification.
Well, now that doesn't sound right.
Well, she said she was going off just briefly to shop, and she didn't want to be loaded down with a big handbag. So she just took a small purse with some money and makeup, left everything else in the car. There is this snapshot.
Must be Leo.
He'd have to be Leo.
You know something? He looks familiar.
He looks familiar because you've convinced yourself he's a confidence man.
That's right. He has to be. A smooth, experienced operator, too, which means he's been around. Which means he may have done time. Which means there's a make on him. His photo's been passed around throughout the country, and I would have seen it, and so maybe I'm remembering it subconsciously.
All you cops are getting into psychiatry these days.
Is that good or bad? Listen, let me borrow this snapshot. I'll have the boys run it down.
Yes, Lieutenant, I've decided. I've called a hotel, take a place there, and when my money runs out, which will be pretty soon, I can find a job. I intend to stay here until...
Until what?
Until I find Leo or learn what happened to Leo.
You say you were married by a justice of the peace in Reliance City.
That's right, and I'll never forget the man's name, Emmett Dunleavy. That's what the sign said in front of his house.
Who recommended him? I mean, how did you know to go to him?
Well, we got our license and we were driving along and we saw the sign.
Who was driving?
Leo.
Go on.
Well, that was it. We went inside and we were married.
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so, Lieutenant? What would you know about it?
All I'm saying, I don't think you were married.
Now, just a minute. The ceremony was performed.
We checked the city hall in Reliance City and there's no record of your marriage.
But there has to be. Ruth Olson to Leo Renard.
No record of anyone named Renard getting married to anyone at all.
What are you trying to do to me?
And there's no justice of the peace named Emmett Dunleavy in Reliance City either.
But that was his name. The sign distinctly said his name.
I know it's hard to face so many disagreeable facts all at once, but there's no help for it.
Oh, I know what you think. You think Leo is a confidence man who was out to swindle me.
I'm going by what appear to be the facts in the case. I'm going by experience.
Well, I wouldn't fight you except...
Except that you love him.
Well, love doesn't make you blind. It's just... Well, one fact I simply cannot account for.
Yeah?
No matter what anyone says, Leo and I stopped at that service station. No matter what anyone says, it was open for business. No matter what anyone says, there was a man named Frank. And he said he'd fix the car in an hour and a half. And that I'd have time to go shopping.
Well, here we are. As you can see, closed, deserted. For rent sign on the window. Face it, Ruth, face it.
But it was real.
so real.
Transnational gas pumps, okay? I called their office. They told me. Hasn't been a delivery here in 3 years since they canceled the franchise because the owner, Frank Walker, had died.
But it was real. It was real.
Now think. Think, Wolf. What did happen?
I just don't know. Oh, God, Lieutenant, am I losing my mind?
But the service station was there. A man named Frank was there. We heard him speak. Or did we? Did the conversation actually take place at 1776 Jefferson Boulevard? Or was it all taking place in the mind of Ruth Renard, whose last name may not even be Renard, since there's no record of her marriage either? I'll be back shortly with Act Three.
You don't see many people putting salt in their beer nowadays. Not that there's anything wrong with salt on radishes or French fries, but man, not in the king of beers. Truth is, the only thing salt can do for Budweiser is make it salty. An unwise thing to do to the only beer in America that's beechwood aged. Unsalted Budweiser has become the most popular beer in the world. That's because in brewing Bud, the Budweiser brewmaster goes all the way for a taste, a smoothness, a drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. And something else you can take without a grain of salt. The fact that when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Banks have their boardrooms, hotels have their ballrooms. But one of the best-known rooms in the country is Project Hope's Room A. Here is where Americans as groups and as individuals send their contributions to support the work of Project Hope. It may be a check for $5,100 from a college group who held a hike for Hope. It may be $2.95 from a 10-year-old who saved it up from summer jobs. It may be a check for $10 from a retired school teacher. It may be $400 raised by a teenager in Massachusetts whose carnivals for Hope have become an annual event in his neighborhood. Every contribution, large and small, helps Hope continue its programs of treating the sick and training medical personnel to improve health care in many countries.
Health is what Hope's all about. Help Project Hope reach out.
Help Hope reach out. Write to one of the best-known addresses in the country. Project Hope, Room A, Washington, D.C.
Still insists she left her car there to be fixed under the watchful eye of her husband. The authorities insist that Leo ran out on her. Or perhaps there never was a Leo. And she creates this fiction because she cannot accept reality. Well, what is reality?
Well, come on. Let's take a look at the place. As you can see, Ruth, deserted.
But as you can see, Lieutenant, it's spick and span. How clean this place looks. Does this have the appearance of a shop that's been closed for 3 years? Well, where's all the litter that would collect? Why are these windows grimy and dusty?
I checked it out with the real estate people. They keep the place shaped up. After all, they are trying to get rid of the place, you know.
I was inside this place yesterday.
But there's a padlock on the door.
Whatever you want to say, however you want to say it, I know this. I was here.
Okay, let's go inside. The real estate people gave me the key.
You don't believe me. It's obvious by your manner.
Well, that's no good. It's bad for me to have an obvious manner.
Sorry. I know you're trying to be nice.
Well, I'm only trying to find some answers. Come on in. Does it look familiar?
This only makes me more certain. I was here. I stood right here, at this counter, when Leo came out of the shop, which is right through that door, with Frank.
Yeah?
And told me what had to be done with the car.
What you're saying is, this visit only reinforces your conviction that you were here.
Absolutely.
Well, let's stay with that for a little while anyhow. How long were you gone?
Exactly an hour and a half. I've already told...
Yeah, I know. Are you sure?
Positive.
And what did you do?
But I already... Oh, never mind. I went to this Golden Mall.
Yes, and?
And I shopped.
Buy anything?
Well, I wasn't in too much of a mood for shopping. I missed Leo, and I was hungry. So I ran into a shop, and I picked up a nightgown.
That took an hour and a half?
No, I wandered around. I looked in windows, had a cup of coffee, and I even called Leo. I was away from him for 3/4 of an hour, and I missed him so much I just had to call him.
You called Leo here?
Yes, here.
Here. I don't see a phone here.
Well, there must be. I phoned him. I spoke with him. How can you...
Well, where's the phone?
I don't know. Maybe it's in the office.
The office?
Well, maybe the man, Frank, has a private office, and that's where his phone
well,
is.
Well, let's look around. Yeah, you're right. It's got a little cubby all here with a desk. Sure enough, a phone.
Well, finally, have I said something you can believe?
The phone's dead. No dial tone. I guess it isn't connected.
I spoke on that phone to Leo. And the man, Frank, he answered it.
Sure.
Oh, your tone of voice.
Oh, please, I don't mean anything.
You can't help it. You want to be nice to me, but you think I'm crazy.
No, I'm trying to go along with it.
With what?
With everything you say. What we need right now, more than anything else, is a break. Who knows? Maybe we'll get one.
Kind of you to take me to dinner.
It's a line of duty. I can even put it on my expense account.
You said that you had an important development.
I think we do.
Well, can you tell me?
We think we know who Leo is.
What do you mean? You know who he is.
His real name is Wallace. Leo Wallace.
That's impossible.
Better let me finish.
But,
listen. We had his picture.
Where? How? How could you get his picture?
It was in your handbag.
Oh.
I ran it through the routine, and there's a very strong likeness to a Leo Wallace. A very skillful confidence man.
Oh.
Now, Leo had turned in a very big score. He flim-flammed some old gent out of about $1.5 million.
Well, I don't believe it.
Maybe you'd better hear it first. He denied it. The jury voted against him. He got a minimum of 10 years, but there was an appeal. Just a few months ago, they found some irregularities in the trial, and he was free.
Oh.
How about the money?
The money?
The money he's supposed to have stolen.
Oh.
If he did steal it, he has it hidden somewhere. So you see, there's a motive on someone's part to get him and get at the money.
I never dreamed that Leo could...
Yeah, well, as I say, we can't prove it. All we know is that your Leo's picture looks like this Leo Wallace.
Then I don't have to be crazy. This could have all been just a plot, don't you see? You thought Leo was out to steal my money, and as it turns out, there were people after Leo. They could have arranged the whole service station set up. Well,
it's not impossible.
Well, then can't you do something?
How he could have arrived at this service station is something I'll get to later. The fact is, he did go there.
Well, I tell you he did. Me did.
If only we can put him there, things would make sense. You wouldn't be crazy. We'd have a lead. Why pick Frank's service station? It isn't the first one you came to.
It was the first transnational gas station, and that was his credit card.
Are you capable of being objective right now?
I'm trying to prove to you I am not crazy.
Well, pretend for a moment that all this happened to somebody else. Pretend... This is a story I'm telling you.
I don't see why.
A young woman tells a cab driver to take her to a non-existent gas station.
But I have been there with my husband.
We don't know that. We only have your word for it. So, when they arrive, she becomes hysterical and she tells the story you've told us. Okay, we check. We find out. There is no record of the girl's marriage. no record of the justice who she claims married her to her husband. Her husband is most likely a notorious confidence operator, newly released from jail.
Why would I lie?
Could continue,
about...
please. And we know very little about the girl herself. She worked at the hotel in Reliance City as a public stenographer for only a month. There's no family.
I lost my parents years ago. I'm an only child. I had one aunt who's dead.
Well, everything is so vague. We can't find anyone who's ever seen this girl with her husband.
But we stopped at three motels between here and Reliance City.
No one remembers seeing a Mr. Renard.
You can check their registers. They must prove that Mr. and Mrs. Renard stopped there.
Two of the clerks remember a Mrs. Renard.
That's because I went into the lobby to sign the registers while Leo took care of the bag.
Well, once again, we have that same problem. Admit it now. If this were someone else's story, would you believe it?
I know. It sounds... But if it is a hallucination, where did it start? No, it's real.
You said to the cabbie that you bought a gift for your husband.
I did.
No, you didn't. You bought a nightgown at Milady.
Oh, but I...
Why would you lie? Oh, maybe you didn't lie. Maybe subconsciously you know you don't have a husband, therefore you really couldn't buy him a present.
Then why would I have his picture in my purse?
You may have found it somewhere. Maybe without knowing it, you fell in love with his picture and...
Why is it all so real?
I keep tripping you up all the time. Your story has so many holes. For instance, why do you say you called from the mall when that phone has been disconnected for 3 years?
But I did call. You have to believe me.
Well, that means I have to believe your whole story, all of it.
All of it is true.
Yeah, and yet I can't check any of it. Wait a minute. There's one part I can check. And if you're telling me the truth about that one little part, then the whole story could make sense.
What is that part?
No, I don't want to get your hopes up. I'll see you at the hotel.
Oh, but I'd like to know.
No, there isn't very much I can do about it till the morning anyhow.
Sergeant Flowers?
Lieutenant Powell. Sergeant... There's a telephone at 1776 Jefferson Boulevard. You got that?
Yes, sir.
It should have been disconnected for about 3 years. I want you to find out if it was temporarily restored to service recently. If so, by whom? Somebody had to pay a deposit. I want the name and address.
Yes, sir.
I want that information immediately.
Oh. Okay, Leo, take a little drink. It'll make you feel better. There you are. Now, you're going to be sensible?
You can drop that.
Leo, as long as you're willing to catch, I can fish. Be reasonable. I don't want all the money.
I don't care if you kill me.
It can come to that. Now, look, the old guy's dead. You can't give it back to him anymore.
He has a family.
And every one of them a millionaire. Leo, why should the rich always get richer? I've seen crooks like you go soft. Start to worry about right and wrong. Believe me, it don't last. It wears off. I'm only trying to save you from yourself.
You punk, I should have recognized you at that gas station.
Hey, wasn't it a great wig and a mustache? I look good in it, huh? Leo, back in the jailhouse, I protected you against all those dudes who wanted to shake the secret out of you. I saved your life. You promised me my peace. I'm entitled. I'm entitled.
You punk. You're at the end of the line. You blew it. You blew it. You'll kill me for nothing, and this time they'll send you up for life.
Never. You think I'm not going to kill you if you don't lead us to the door? That's wrong. I'll kill you.
Go ahead, punk. Go ahead.
Please, Leo, don't make me do it.
Hit him one more time, punk, and I'll blow your head off.
Hey, what?
Keep your hands up high where I can see him. That's good. Here, Letty, hustle this one down to headquarters.
You sucker. We could have been rich. We could have been rich. What do you get out of it this way?
So, you're Leo. You all right?
Yeah. Takes more than a punk like you.
Yeah, let me get you untied. I guess she was telling the truth all this time, huh? Can you stand?
Yeah, okay.
You're quite a guy, Leo. I have to go to headquarters to book him. I'll need you, too.
Sure.
I know you want to see Ruth. Why don't I drop you off at her hotel? You'll want to be alone for a while.
Yeah, thanks.
You can both come down later. There's no hurry.
Just a minute.
Leo. Oh, Leo, Leo, darling.
Hello, Ruth.
Oh, Leo, how did you... What made you...
I don't know. I don't want to talk. I just want to hold you.
Leo. Oh, Leo, are you...
Crazy? No.
Oh.
But I would be if I couldn't figure it out.
Figure what out?
A gas station. That was all a setup.
Leo.
How did they know I would stop right there, huh?
What?
How could they be sure somebody had to loosen a gasket just enough to make that noise?
What?
Somebody had to say, let's get off the highway at that particular exit.
What?
Somebody had to practically lead me by the hand right into the center.
Leo, why would I?
A million what? And a half bucks. That's a big
Leo,
enough.
Leo, I love you.
Oh, sure.
How can you even think
and
that
it's the right way to do it, too. I disappear. You become the poor, distraught, deserted wife. The mobsters figure you've been double-crossed, too. The heat's off you forever.
Leo, how can I convince you? What can I say?
A great plan, baby. Even a phone call at little cubbyhole office. The only place in the station that isn't open to view from the street. The only place where it's safe to jump me. That's why you installed the phone. Get me out of sight. Distract
me. Leo, please.
But the punk blew it. He gave his right name to the phone company, his correct address. So they were able to check him out. The punk wanted to save a 30-buck deposit. For 30 bucks. He blew his shot at a million and a half.
Leo, I swear
he always
to
was
you.
A punk. And now for you, baby.
Leo. Why are you looking at me like that?
I think I'm going to kill you.
Leo, it's all in your mind.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I swear I had nothing to do with it. I love you. I love you. Let me prove. Wait, here. Look, that's my purse on that night table. See? In the purse is a 22 caliber revolver. You look inside it. All right. You'll find it. Now, if you really think I'm guilty, go ahead and kill me. We'll shoot. Kill me. What are you waiting for? You see, you can't do it. You love me. You can't do it. You love
Leo,
me.
Leo, I'll be crazy.
Lieutenant Powell, Leo's gone crazy.
Just stay where you are, Powell. Just stay there.
Leo, are you out of your mind? I let you come up here alone so you could figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, I understand, and I have to kill her.
Lieutenant, you can't just stand there.
There's nothing he or anyone else can do, Ruth, except... Except... Hey, Paul, if she goes to jail, what can she get?
At least 10.
10? 10, huh? In 10 years, that... Beauty, that terrible, overpowering beauty of hers that blinds you. That beauty will be gone. She'll be old, old, worn and bitter, as good as dead, with almost half a lifetime still in front
Leo,
of her.
Leo, give me a chance.
If I kill her now, it's too easy.
Leo,
it will be over in
Leo.
A second. Take her,
Leo.
Lieutenant, take her.
Leo.
We'll kill her the right way, legally, just...
Leo, Leo, I love you.
I love you too, Ruth. I love you more than anything in this whole wide world. But I'll get over it.
You'll never get over me.
Oh, I'll get over you, baby. And if I can't, if I don't, if I still love you 10 years from now, I'll be waiting for you. Outside the prison gate.
Did Leo get over Ruth? Or did his love continue? Did he meet her at the prison gate 10 years after? We don't know. It hasn't been 10 years yet. What a story that would make. And we hope all of us will be around 10 years from now to hear it. I'll be back shortly.
And now, another story of the ball and chain, as Kellogg's Special K presents The Library.
Welcome to the public library. May I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to check out... I'd like to check out Famous Laundromats of the World by Audrey Schnorbart.
Sir, excuse me, but isn't that ball and chain you're wearing just like the ones they use in the Kellogg Special K commercial?
This ball and chain?
Yes, that one. How are you going to get rid of it?
Well, you know, lots of good exercises, and by eating smart at every meal, starting with the Special K breakfast.
Don't you have to watch your calories?
Yes, and the Special K breakfast is less than 240 calories.
Less than 240 calories?
right. A 1 ounce bowl of high protein Special K, 4 ounces of skim milk, tomato juice, and coffee. It's really tasty, and it's going to help me get rid of this ball and chain.
I'd say it's long overdue, get it?
Your happy ending could begin with the Special K breakfast from Kellogg's.
You've been hearing some pretty lavish claims recently about miles per gallon. We'd like you to consider something equally important, and that's range. Range is the miles per gallon multiplied by the number of gallons your car's tank holds. Range is what makes the Buick Apollo such a special small car. It comes from coupling the Apollo's economical six-cylinder engine with a standard 21-gallon tank. It holds a lot, but it doesn't use a lot. Look into the Apollo. It's the Buick of small cars.
Hi, Ms. Goldilocks here. Professionally, taste-testing diet drinks can be very difficult, but I just had to bear with it. Then I found sugar-free diet 7-Up. It doesn't taste like other diet drinks. It's fresh, light, natural, delicious. Sugar-free diet 7-Up tastes so good that I've taste-tested it hundreds of times, and each time I've given it my seal of approval. Yes, this one's just right.
As we said earlier, most men devote more time to the choice of a car than to the study of the girl they pick for a wife. Why? Well, perhaps it's because all of us love suspense. We delight in being surprised. Another reason why you should always listen to our program. Let us fill your normal and natural need for suspense, and thus, you are free to be more rational, sober-minded in real life. Our cast included Marion Seldes, George Petrie, Larry Haynes, and Gil Mack. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division, the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal, and new sugar-free diet 7-Up. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
This is KOIN in Portland. It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. There's been another rocket attack on Phnom Penh, Cambodia. This time, 6 people reported dead and 24 more wounded. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS radio network. One of the rebel rockets hit a movie theater in downtown Phnom Penh. 2 other rockets crashed into an electricity company building and a government hospital. And the 4th rocket landed in front of the information ministry. In South Vietnam, fighting continues around a village north of Saigon, which the North Vietnamese are holding. The Saigon command says that a battle early Tuesday left 3 government soldiers dead and 6 others missing. More news in a minute.
It's a real hot day. I'm soaking up the sun, and suddenly I say antifreeze right out loud. My wife says, huh? And I say, haven't you heard that song?
You can never buy Preston too early. Do it now, don't you wait. You can never buy Preston too early. You can only buy it too late.
It's a fact. A 50-50 mix of Prestone 2 winter summer formula and water, about 2 gallons for most cars, fights boilover because it helps your cooling system handle heat better than water.
fresh ball over protection and fresh corrosion protection, too. Because only Prestone 2 has a patented silicone silicate inhibitor system. Nothing beats it for corrosion protection. Summer, winter, spring, or fall, you can never buy Prestone too early. You can only buy it too late.
You can't trust Prestone.
Who can you trust?
Federal agents are investigating the death of a Washington state judge who was killed on Monday by a bomb that had been delivered in the mail. A court reporter says she unknowingly delivered the bomb to Judge James Lawless in his office in the town of Pasco. She says the letter had an Expo 74 label on it, but adds that she did not notice any postmark. Judge Lawless was 50 years old, and he had been a Superior Court judge for 16 years. Pasco's mayor, Don Linton, called the incident sick. A court official says he knows of no controversial cases Lawless handled which might have led to his murder. The House Judiciary Committee is scheduled to continue its impeachment inquiry Tuesday, concentrating on contributions AT&T and the dairy industry made to the president's re-election campaign. One committee member is still pushing for enforcement of four committee subpoenas for presidential tapes, and Mariah McLaughlin has a report.
Acting ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee, Robert McCrory, says the committee must do something about enforcing the subpoenas it has issued to the White House. McCrory claims the committee has been acting in a timid way.
I don't think that we are acting aggressively enough. I don't think that we are, it doesn't appear that we are trying to bring this to a satisfactory conclusion in an adequate way, and it seems to me that we should exercise all the prerogatives that we have in order to try to fulfill our responsibility.
McCrory says he is not sure just what the committee should do next, but he feels it should ultimately involve the whole House, thus putting additional pressure on the president. McCrory says he is considering three things: a resolution of inquiry, censuring the president, or citing Mr. Nixon for contempt. Mariah McLaughlin, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Charles Colson, who used to be White House counsel, entered a surprise plea of guilty Monday to a single count of obstructing justice. The charge relates to the trial of Daniel Ellsberg, who is a defendant in the Pentagon Papers case. In return for Colson's plea, the Watergate prosecutors agreed to seek dismissal of indictments against Colson for his alleged role in the Watergate cover-up case and his alleged role in the 1971 burglary at Ellsberg's psychiatrist's office. Colson is expected to cooperate fully with the Watergate prosecutors and the House Judiciary Committee. Colson explained his actions.
I have watched with a very heavy heart the country I love being torn apart by the most divisive and bitter controversy in our nation's history. The prompt and just resolution of other proceedings, far more important than my trial, is vital to the democratic process. I want to be free to contribute to that resolution, no matter who it may help, no matter who it may hurt, me or others.
If convicted, Colson could receive 5 years in jail and a $5,000 fine. Back in a minute.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. But give your allergies to contact.
Now listen carefully, because this message may surprise you. There is an ingredient that can effectively help block pollen's bad effect on your system. Sneezing, sniffling, drips, itchy red watery eyes. It's the antihistamine most prescribed by allergy specialists, and it's an ingredient in Contact. Surprising, yes, but the true wonder of Contact is how our tiny time pills keep this antihistamine working, helping up to 12 hours per capsule, all day, all night. Allergy is our business, too.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love.
But give your allergy to Contact. Take Contact only when needed, only as directed.
The British government says that a 24-year-old Irishman who was on a hunger strike in a British jail has died. A government spokesman says that Michael Gorm, who claimed to be a member of the Irish Republican Army, died of pneumonia. He had been on a hunger strike demanding to be transferred to a prison in Northern Ireland. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
Day after day, I'm a space, the world of strangers, where I don't belong. And that's a stroke. It's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. You're always there. When there's no getting over that rainbow. When my smallest of dreams won't come true. I can't take all the madness the world has to give. But I won't last a day without you. When the city seems to be without a friendly face.